I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Horace and Gloria singing Hallelujah Meeting. And then Judy singing, Do You Know My Jesus? And then part two of Pastor Duck's message, which is part of a Stewarding Life series entitled, A Steward Recognizes Their Role, from Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 24.
Are you spiritual enough today to be usable for God? Or are you going through life spiritually starving yourself to death? Are you surrendered? Or are you just merely surviving? Let me draw your attention today. God, listen, today God can make a radical change in your life, but you must want that change if it's going to happen. You've got to want God to use you for more. You've got to want God's position in your life to really radiate through your living. You've got to want what God's got. And He's got it all. Amen. Luke chapter 19. Turn there with me, or you can follow on the screen. Luke 19, 12 through 27. I encourage you to bring your Bibles to church. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Boy, those are strong words, aren't they? But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, so thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Did you hear that? Thou wicked servant, thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto him that stood by, take from him the pound, and gave it to him that hath 10 pounds. And you may say, preacher, I don't understand that. Well, stay with me. I'm going to bring you through this so you have a definitive understanding of what God is trying to speak to us here. Have you ever had an expectation that you were looking forward to in life, and it just never happened? It just never was met. You know, we all have those places of unmet expectations. You know, maybe it was in your job and you just knew, man, I've been working hard and I've really been putting forth the effort and I've been burning the midnight oil and I've really been taking care of business and this promotion's coming up and I just have an expectation. I'm going to get this job, this promotion, more moolah, better days. And all of a sudden, the person at the desk next to you that, in your opinion, you thought was not really doing a whole lot but was a slacker instead of a worker, they got the promotion. Unmet expectation. You were planning on buying a home or a car or something of that caliber. And you had you could already see yourself walking through the rooms of the house. You could see yourself driving down the road in that new shiny car. And man, you had an expectation that was going to be yours. Things just didn't work out. Another unmet expectation. Now, there are a lot of things, and I could go through a list as long as my arm and beyond, and tell you about unmet expectations. Maybe today it's not in a physical realm, a material realm. Maybe today it's in a spiritual realm. You had great aspirations of what you were going to do for God, but it just seemed like you could never get to that place, and you had an unmet expectation. But then in the process, you basically kind of took the white towel and threw it in, and you gave up. You quit. Quitters never finish, friend. God didn't call you to be a quitter. God called you to be a contender, to persevere, to walk by faith, to to serve the Lord. There are going to be unmet expectations. There will be disappointments. There will be tough times. But thanks be unto God, we've got a God that will bring us through everything that we'll ever face in life. We've got a God who's a God, as we sung this morning about, who is a God of victory. As I taught on earlier this morning at 10 o'clock, we serve a God that today will bring down the walls. The walls will fall. They did for Joshua and whatever you're facing in your life that today you think you're not going to get past or get through. We've got a God that can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can think according to the power that works in you today. But see, you've got to start learning to cooperate. You've got to lay aside your priorities and take up His priorities. You've got to lay aside your dreams and take up His directives. God's got something better for you than what the world's got for you. But you've got to learn to be a part of what God wants to do in your life. Say amen.
Amen.
So I believe today we all have situations and places in our life that we were expecting something that just did not work out. The disciples had basically an expectation. They had been walking with Jesus. They'd seen the miracles that He had performed, the great things that He had done, and at times this great moving of His hand of what He would provide. Their attitude wasn't what they could put in, but they were looking for what they could get out of. Listen, folks, there are a lot of folks that go to churches that's looking for what they can get out of it rather than what they can put into it. I mean, they're looking today, oh, bless me if you can. Well, I'll tell you, folks, with that attitude, neither I nor God nor anyone else can bless you. You've got to get the right attitude. You've got to get today your mind set on Christ. And so therefore today, you've got to get this mentality that the disciples had of looking for what they could get out of walking with Jesus as opposed to what they could put in to the lives of other people and changing lives.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.